And then he goes on in verse 19, and he says, I speak in human terms on account of the difficulties of apprehension or the weakness of your flesh. That is your human nature. For as you presented or yielded your members slaves for the practice of impurity and to lawlessness, even so now present your members slaves to righteousness. That's my translation, as you see. Paul explains here, I think, why he uses the term slaves or bondservants. He, I think, halfway apologizes in the last verse for using it. Slavery was common in the Roman Empire. Out of the 120 million people in the Roman Empire, one half were slaves. Many Christians were slaves. And the little epistle to Philemon reveals that freedom was a prized possession and difficult to obtain. Paul uses this familiar metaphor, which he describes as human terms. He says, I'm speaking to you in human terms. He doesn't mean he's not speaking by inspiration, but I'm speaking in the manner in which you'll understand. You'll understand that you're actually slaves. Now, the religious rulers were insulted when the Lord Jesus suggested that they were slaves of sin. Remember, the Lord Jesus said to those Jews that believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Now, how many men and women are servants and slaves of sin? Oh, the tragedy of our young people who've rebelled against the establishment and its rules and regulations, and they have found that they've been destroyed, thousands today, by drugs, by drink, and now understand it's back to alcohol for them. May I say that you can get delivered maybe from one group and its rules and regulations, but if you don't turn to Christ, you may be getting out of the frying pan into the fire. This that's happening in our culture today is one of the saddest things that's happening in our contemporary age. There are so many people today, slaves of something down here. The Lord Jesus says, when you commit sin, you're the servant of sin.